Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Hash. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Herb Hash. And now, play ball. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Owen scoops it up and throws to first, with Hash covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Williams reaches second base with a double. Cronin moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball four. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Auker reaches second base with a double. Hefner scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hash fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Hash reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Hash scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bill Cox now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Clift reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 4, Red Sox, 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Cox covering. Safe. Tabor scores. Peacock moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace, who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Peacock scores. Owen goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag pinch hits for Bill Cox. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. Strange strikes out. Peacock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Strange out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to home to get Cronin. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judnick strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 3 in the game. Strange strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Grace reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judnick hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grace moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Owen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Swift and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Peacock moves to third. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Peacock scores. Owen moves to second. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tabor. Hefner moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Swift reaches second base with a double. Hefner scores. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swift scores. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-4 in the game. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Emil Bildilli now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. he's got one RBI. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bill Dilley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judnick hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.